Well, after being cooked, grilled, steamed, and now flooded in Nimbim, we've got it all. I had it all, but I still managed to create another Podzone for your entertainment. So stay tuned. This week contains a lot of chaotic things concerned with dying. But let's first listen to Koa, a man who insists on his personal freedom. And who wouldn't? Who wouldn't have thought about dropping the hammer, leaving the cubicle behind and giving it a stuff to the system and going out like living without money in the wild, from the land, off the land? So here, listen to Koa. He's not a nutty person, but a very freedom-oriented choices he made in his life. Very interesting talk.
I always wanted to know, how did you come to go for this path of self-sufficiency and learning and living off the land, not the country you're in, where everybody else in affluent society I know would say, oh, this guy's nuts, you know. But yet I've seen you doing things and I've seen you succeeding in a lot of your efforts. So would you enlighten us about that?
Well, I realized for me that freedom is the only thing for me to live for, freedom. And for me, defining freedom is the more self-sufficient you can be, the more freedom you have. Like the wallaby or any other creature in the bush, they're free. They don't have to pay rent. They don't have to do any of those things. They just go and do whatever it is that they do as a wallaby. And that's what I realize, that freedom is just that. Being able to provide your own needs from the earth, by yourself.
Right. Yeah. You agree, it is quite outrageous for the average person to adopt that.
Yes, yes.
Have you had experiences of that, where you actually sort of confronted people by your sheer existence of doing it that way?
Yes, absolutely. All the time.
What does that say?
Well, sometimes they don't say anything. They just look.
Do they believe you?
They have to, because it's right in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah. We won't just hold that. Koa is self-sufficient. I can verify that. It's not taking money from any other person to show us anything. Yeah. It's doing it out of its own heart.
But I'll tell you,
I just wonder for young people who really have this thought in mind as an alternative, to drop off the cubicles and to drop off the factory shop floor jobs and seek that freedom. What could you tell them? Could you tell them something?
Well, the rewards of that freedom are way beyond going to the pub for a beer after work or slapping a DVD on and letting somebody else live your adventure. Go live the adventure yourself. It's a lot more fulfilling.
the most fervent argument is, say, I want my car, that's my freedom, you know, to drive wherever I like. You know?
Yeah.
Is that freedom, or what do you reckon is that? Is that
well, not from my perspective. Yeah. That's all I have, is my perspective. And from my perspective, they're killing the earth, and any time we're killing the earth, and we're basically shitting in our own nest, aren't we? We're killing ourselves. Well, there's no freedom. We're in total denial, but there's no freedom in that, from my perspective. True freedom is aligning yourself with nature and the spirit that moves through all things. Yeah.
So following from this tour, concluding you need to find a spot of where nature is still left.
Absolutely, but it comes back right here, right up through the concrete, right up through the bitumen. Everywhere it comes back, it's beautiful. I don't care if they've cut it down 100 times.
So would you think that someone, say, in the middle of Seattle, with a bit of aggressive mind already, would be able to do this? Sort of like, say a 25-year-old, sort of searching for that.
Break away from all that. Yeah.
It'd be hard, but it would be possible, you reckon?
I think it would be a miracle.
Yeah.
But I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen people break away.
Yeah.
But I consider it a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, getting shot with a gun when I was 20 and paralyzed my waist down, taken out of that work world and all that, and then going to prison for 2 years in a Mexican prison for something I didn't even do, those two things set me on this path solid. I saw there was no other choice for me but freedom, away from that world. And I saw what we were doing to the earth and everything, and I don't want to be part of it. I don't want to be part of it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people would like to agree with you not to be part of it, but yet they're forced to unless they drop the hammer, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
or
well, it's...
run away from the cubicle.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing to do, obviously, but it's the survival of the fittest. Just like everything in nature, it's always the strongest that survive. And that's what it is with humans. From my perspective, the earth is about to cleanse her body, and only the strongest people will survive.
Yeah, we need to clarify that word strongest, because it might be mistaken with some kind of right-wing social Darwinism.
Yeah, guns and...
Yeah, but we're talking about the most adapted humans, you know, the most fit human in terms of adapting to the natural conditions they
exactly.
are.
To be strong in nature, you have to know what to eat and what you can't eat.
Yeah.
How to start fire with two sticks, how to build a shelter to get out of the rain or the sun or whatever. That's how we determine whether it's strong in the bush. You know, I could walk from here to Cairns and never miss a meal. So I consider myself strong in the bush.
Yeah. Well, all right. Just sort of wrapping it here. Nimbim, there's a lot of people who tried to drop out, some of them successful to a degree, and others just returned back into the affluenza. But let's wrap it for here and get to into a more specific detail talk about your techniques at another in another interview, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that'd be good.
Animals to the ark, a male and a female of each kind, one cow, one bull, one hen, one cock, and you know the game, because Pat Robertson just rang telling me we will have 40 days of rain, 40 nights of rain, and the land will be flooded, will we be purged here, and then will be punished. That's so much Robertson. Reverend Robertson is always on the spot. He knows what he's doing. See Katrina. So let's better heed his advice and pack all the things and get the animals in pairs, you know? A plug and a socket, a pencil and a pencil sharpener, and so on. You understand?
Last time I came here for a weather update, and you said it will never rain again, and now we're in the middle of a flood, and I came here with my dinghy just to get an update from the experts here.
Yeah, good on you for coming down the boat shed, mate. I'm not really worried, but I just thought I'd build this big boat anyway, just in case. You never know.
Have you got female chooks and mail truck, pairs and stuff ready?
Oh, I'll look after all the mail stuff, mate. Don't worry about that.
Cows and bulls and...
Just the one.
What
that's
are
the
they
one.
Call? The geese and the gentle?
Yeah. I've got three zebras too, on and off. I'm going to... get into it
a male
on the other
in
side.
The socket.
Yeah, but it's funny. You know,
and a sharpener.
3 weeks ago, mate, I was reading the bloody weather forecast, and they said it was never going to rain again, and I believed it.
Yeah,
it was hot.
Well,
Jesus.
I heard that rumor.
And then they said it's raining and it's never going to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to believe anymore. They promised.
You know, Reverend Robertson tricked you.
Yeah.
He was behind Katrina, I found out. Now it could be that he's behind this. Biblical sized bloody and nimbim to purge us.
He's a prick.
Well, he is clever. He talks to God and orders a bloody flood to nimbim, man. What do we do?
He's a bloody prick. Religious right. That's why. I can't trust him anymore. That's it.
Speak of death, so watch out. You might be too late.
It's the year of the dog and I'm the dog.
People die on the Gold Coast in spas in scandalous circumstances, get flown to the Emirates.
It's all
people
related.
Die in Aaron Sean, they shouldn't worry. He can, you know, the peace process can continue
Howard.
Just with his stem brain left
it's
intact.
Howard.
That's all
Howard
it needs.
We talk about Howard. It's his fault.
Howard? No, it's Howard. The doctor's fault. They gave him this blood thin, and that's why it didn't clot in the brain and it damaged it further than it should have. You know nothing.
Thanks, man.
You don't.
Another feel-good episode for the Australian Defence Forces at home and their families and relatives.
Be assured, your sons and daughters will be sacrificed for Empire. With a smile on our faces, let there be no doubt, with a smirky smile. We call it a war racket. This is how to win wars.
This outrageous story that someone said about to make biannual hemp festival here in Nimbin.
Yes, yeah, that's two Mardi Gras's a year, Mardi Gras says. At one and two, opposite sides of the year. That's not ridiculous.
That's for the winter fest, harvest and for the summer harvest.
That's right.
All right, so...
We can't wait.
Are the volunteers a bit bored with one?
That's partly the reason, and because there's just not enough being spoken about pot. So,
yeah.
We're going to have two Mardi Gras's a year.
Have anyone come forward with a triannual version for the hydroponics, the winter and the summer crops?
No, we haven't talked about that yet, but, you know, we could do it. Look, we're thinking of franchising the fucking thing, mate. We can put it all over the country.
Yeah, I think the bus drivers who cater all the tourists here to Nimbin, they'd freak out if they'd get an overload.
Well, they're a bit bored like the bloody volunteers. They want more to do, so we're going to put on another Mardi Gras.
It might also be of note for the police force of New South Wales, you know, to have some more purpose here.
Well, cops are the same. We've actually got too many volunteers. The police numbers are down by 700. Unemployment's going up. Our pool of volunteers is actually rising.
Right.
And it's good having a couple of cops on the organising committee. They know how the law works. They know how traffic works. You know.
Clean the camera lenses.
They know how to do all that. And so, yeah, we just get them. They're good on them, you know, I reckon. Good on you guys doing it for your country.
Nimbim's future rests on a biannual... Mardi Gras.
Yeah, mate, it's nothing to do with sex, all right? You don't have to keep saying bi all the time,
all right? It's not Catholic or satanic either.
We're just having two, mate. Nothing to do with bi. The other Mardi Gras is in Sydney. I think I've seen you there on the TV. Have you got a red wig?
Got any message as a former inhabitant of the North American continent?
Well, I think that we are too.
That's what I've been trying to get together.
Inform ourselves of current affairs and, you know, contribute ecological pearls of wisdom and then party on. I used to work in Houston at the Shamrock Hotel when it was first opened. Glenn McCarthy, I think, owned it. And I went to work down in Galveston. And he got mad at me, came down and hit me while I was playing
him
for leaving. Yeah, it was a funny thing. Yeah, but Galveston got hurt pretty bad. But yeah, I worked in Galveston. I worked in almost every town in Texas because I could only play 12 songs on the piano at one time. So I'd get a job and then they'd fire me because I could only play 12 songs. So...
Well, that has definitely changed in the meantime. I can witness it. Yeah, witness to that.
Well, now I got 1,200 now. it was fun. Then I flew when I was only 17. I flew all over Texas with a mate of mine. We bought an old Jenny Curtis Jandy 4. Flew all over Texas, giving the young ladies rides, free rides. Anyway, I've got fond memories of Texas, except for being kidnapped.
Hi, it's Scandal.org from foreign correspondent from Jerusalem reporting on the whereabouts of Ariel Sharon and its health, well-being, or rather unwell-being. Let's switch over to the breaking news stories between two doctors recorded here in the background of Jerusalem Hospital.
Well, he will never walk out of his own strength, and the big body is rather a heavy load on the heart. We should...
You mean?
Yes, it is worth saving the rest of his body.
Well, he won't need his arms and legs anymore. What about his torso?
I'm just thinking. The heart is sick already.
And the lungs can be replaced.
With a heart-lung machine, and we just amputate the head off.
Come to think of it, it actually safer discarding most of its head as well. Let's just keep the brain stem.
Nutrient oxygen life support trolley?
That should keep the peace process rolling on.
Whenever his wisdom is needed, just a portable Ariel Sharon brain stem life support system trolley for the peace process in the Middle East is sufficient for Israel's government and for America to relax.
This report has been compiled by Scan.org in Jerusalem. Well, thank you for listening. Today's show had a lot of contributions from the village directly here on the Vox Pop style, as well as some contributions done in the digital dungeon of two NIMFM studios here, Community Radio NIMFM in Nimbim, Australia. So if you want to write to me, there's an email contact you have, nimfm@nimfm.org. You can also check website out, www.nimfm.org. There's a link to podcast site http://// and then small casing nimbinradiomedia.libsyn. It's libsyn spelled .com. nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. For other MP3 contributions done here in Nimbim and hosted by our friend and digital master Warwick. Thank you, Warwick, for helping presenters of NIMFM get their mark on the WW. So stay tuned, be well, catch you next week again, hopefully with a bit more cohesion. Bye for now, but not forever.